Whether it's help with hormone therapy, weight management, or sexual health, every woman should have access to affordable prescription medication and personalized care that understands the whole woman. Join me, Dr. Doug Lucas, clinical lead of hormone optimization and longevity at LifeMD, along with other leading experts on the podcast, Here's Something Good on Women's Health and Longevity. To learn more, go to lifemd.com/iHeart.
Indeed Sponsored Jobs gets you quality candidates when you need them most. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs.
We have a good relationship with Japan. We're very strong, very, very strong financially. They have a weakening yen, and they wanted a little bit of help, and we're always there for Japan. Japan's been very good to us, with the exception, of course, of Pearl Harbor. They were not good.
Well, I'm glad he's got that history there. Well, you know, except for Pearl Harbor. You know, they've been really good with us. It's been great. We love them. POTUS has got away with words, is all I'm saying, man. So he's going through, because it's been kind of a busy, sort of a busy weekend. I mean, we ended our time together last week with POTUS at Camp David, and he was there with his cabinet, and they were discussing what I imagine is what we're now seeing with regards to Iran. Now, it's a little confusing because one of the negotiating parties says one thing, and the other of the negotiating parties says something entirely different. And of course, it's the whole ceasefire, which currently we don't have one. We're out of the ceasefire, but it's confusing. So our goal today is to maybe break some of that down for you to where you can understand it and you know, and you can follow it. And you know where we're going. I mean, well, as best as we can know. So that's because right now, the way it is, and with everything that I have, we really don't have a ceasefire with Iran. So what does that mean? We don't even actually have, there isn't a ceasefire as it pertains to Hamas either. And we talked about that last week. That really hasn't changed, except for more mumbling from the Hamasians, sort of call them, who say that, no, we do not have any kind of agreement with the United States, et cetera, et cetera. There's no ceasefire. There's no agreement with Israel. There's nothing. So we have a bunch of entities that, for the most part, all say we don't have any kind of deal. So that's the latest. Welcome to the radio program, guys. We love all the clarity, don't we? Yay! We love all the clearness, the clarity. We just love all of it. So this is kind of the latest. This is where we are. POTUS says that he was talking with the Iranians. I'm looking at just various statements that we have kind of, we've been talking, but Iran says, no, we haven't. What are you guys talking about? We haven't been discussing anything with you. This is part of the issue. This is why, you know, you're never going to be able to have a serious negotiation with this entity because this entity is not a serious negotiating partner. They directly rejected POTUS's claims that these discussions either are going to resume or we're going to pick something back up on, like, today, Monday. In fact, their foreign ministry spokesperson, Ismaili Baghi, had said, no, our only ongoing discussions are with Oman, and they relate solely to a new temporary shipping route in the Strait of Hormuz, stressing that this does not mean that the strait is reopening as long as what Iran describes as U.S. aggression continues. Don't you love it? They're the ones who start it, but everyone else is the aggressor. I am so tired of placating a weak female copulatory world about this. I love the people who are like, well, maybe if we just try some more diplomacy. That's like half of the people in the president's cabinet right now. Pencil pushers. And people who inflate their legacies to match their outsized egos. Well, no, maybe if we just negotiate with them a little bit more. Blank, blank. It was just because we haven't done it in all 47 plus years. They act like, again, I've said this before, they're one economic package away from being normal humans. The regime, not going to happen. So a temporary shipping, for what? So now it's back and forth again. Now we're here back where we were, where we are. I'm going to tell you, the people are going to get behind POTUS if they feel like this is a prosecution, a conflict prosecution that is similar to that of Venezuela or anything that he's done before, because he's always been pretty decisive. He gets in and he gets out, right? That's always what it's been. What's going to lose people's support is if they think that there's hemming and hawing and that he's just, and it's back and forth, and it looks like a delay and all because there is no deal. What you need to realize is there's no disarmament. There's only rearmament with Iran, that Iran is never going to accept anything that's negotiated. They've never accept anything negotiated because that's not what this is about. I think that the people expecting them to come to the negotiating table are incredibly naive and shouldn't be in charge of any kind of discussion or foreign diplomacy at all whatsoever. I mean, I could be really crude about it, and I'm trying very hard not to be to illustrate my point, but this is just, it's stupidity. It's pie in the sky stupidity to think that you're going to get any other kind of result. We would have had it. I mean, again, 47 years this has been happening. For 47 years, we would have had a negotiation. We would have had a ceasefire. We don't have it because they don't want it. You're not going to make them want it. You're not going to make Iran suddenly become a democracy. The regime accept democratic processes. It's never going to happen. That is a naive Westerner's view. That is not the way the world works over there. They like power and brutality. That's the only thing that they know how to speak. That's the only thing they know how to answer to. This is not a boardroom where you're forcing one company to do something else. This is a theocratic regime that is led by a bunch of backwoods, goat fornicating Shia 12ers. That is who this is. You're not going to go, oh, well, hello, Mr. Goat fornicating Shia 12er. Why don't you come and sit down at the negotiating table and let's have a happy little discussion about some of the positive things that we can accomplish together. They don't care. They're going to aloha snack bar your damn head off before like Oren Ishii in Kill Bill. What do you think is going to happen here? There's like several different pop culture references in one. It's just, I watch these people with peach fuzz for nuts. And I'm like, what are you sitting here trying to accomplish? They act like, again, the people who think history began the day they fell out of their mom's cavity. And they're like, well, guys, when are we going to negotiate? Dana, that's so mean. And how is it any less truthful? That's it. So this is what we've been dealing with. So the back and forth. Now, hold on, let me pull up my other stuff here. Now, on top of all of this, with everything with Iran, we're talking about the Hamas ceasefire, which is never going to happen. And by the way, the Qataris are just backpatting the Hamasians 6 ways to Sunday. And there's really no interesting development there. Some of the things that have come out is, and I noticed this when we were talking to folks about Hezbollah. I don't think people understand what terrorists look like. I think there is this overwhelming stereotype of what a terrorist looks like. They don't look like the guy, the puppets from Team America. Okay. They don't all look like that. Some of them, I mean, I was watching this thing when I was on my flight. It was this documentary that was getting into Hezbollah and how, like, some of them are, like, a couple of them, they look like dudes who could be doctors, like in Dallas, Texas. One of them, in fact, was a surgeon in Beirut, blue eyed, sandy haired surgeon. He ended up going and joining Hezbollah because you're raised with that religious, zealous ideology. That's what it is, an idolatry. All of this stuff came out about in Hamas and Gaza, all of these apparently doctors and all of these other people, nurses that were healthcare workers. And they've been identified as military commanders and operatives that use hospitals as command centers. There is such overwhelming, there's case after case after case after case. Like this one guy who's a nurse at Nasser Hospital ended up being a Hamas group commander. Another guy who is a nurse at Shifa Hospital ended up being a Hamas fighter. Mohammed Sabre. The other guy's name was Ibrahim Alfera. Go on and on and on and on. Another guy, another Mohammed, nurse at another hospital, head of Gaza's Nurse Association, ended up being a whole Hamas platoon commander. This is who you're talking about dealing with. People who are like, I'm going to leave my profession and I'm going to go kill some Jews. Just going to go leave my doctoral post and I'm going to go do this. You can't go to the negotiating table with these people. They only negotiate with fire. That's what you have to use. You don't negotiate with them. You subdue them. You don't negotiate with them. You defeat them. These people are going to get us killed who think that there's any other way possible. No, they're not going to get us killed. They're going to get all our sons and daughters killed. That's what's going to happen. All of these idiots that are in D.C. who have no idea what they're dealing with, they're the ones who are going to get all your kids killed. The Tucker Carlsons of the world, whose fat asses never volunteered for anything while they advocated for war in Iraq 6 ways to Sunday. Those are the people who want to drag everything out. They want to submit and subvert your kids. They want to bend them to Islamism. And they want to go get them killed in wars that they drag out because they're absolute idiots. That's what it is. Now, we got a lot more because Spain and Islamism. We talked about everything with Ceuta last week. I don't care if Morocco wants it. I don't care if it's Spain's. I don't care. Spain clearly does not want to advocate for its own sovereign borders. I don't care if it's part of a jetty on Morocco and that it's like contiguous. It's technically Spanish territory, has been. I'm not going to sit here and advocate for Spain's interests, though, when Spain doesn't care to advocate for their interests. And that's where we're at. Half of Europe doesn't care. That this is all empathetic seppuku. And then you had Javier Bardem. We're going to talk about this coming up after headlines. Javier Bardem. Have you ever, he was the guy who was in No Country for Old Men. He's been in Pirates of the Caribbean. His latest is Cape Fear. He's a good bad guy. And I think that's who he is in real life, apparently. He walks around with his little Gazan picnic blanket on his head. And he's all like, free Palestine and all that stuff. He has blamed everything that happened. The migrant invasion. He blamed it all on. I'll give you three guesses.
I don't know.
I'll give you one guess.
All right.
Who do you think he blamed it on, Kane?
The Jews.
To Jews would be correct because that's the big thing. You stub your toe, the Jews, right? You forgot to fill up your car the night before you run out of gas, probably the Jews. I mean, that's just, you know, that's the brain trust in which we live right now. We've got headlines on the way. Joining us later on is going to be Mr. Stephen Yates. As we move, our partners, our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service that is in existence. And Patriot Mobile wants to make sure that not only are you saving money, but that your money is not working against you at the ballot box. They're like-minded. I was in Jerusalem literally FaceTiming with one of my kids, giving him a tour of Old Town Jerusalem with my Patriot Mobile cell phone service. And I never had a hiccup. I never had a singular issue at all whatsoever. That is how solid their service is. I have legit been on a boat in the middle of the Caribbean fishing, and I was still answering calls. I've never had an issue with their service. I feel like I could go to the moon and I'd still use it. But with Patriot Mobile, you get premium priority nationwide service across all three major U.S. networks. You get unlimited data plans. You get the international roaming. You also have a 100% U.S.-based customer support team. You have dual network capability, so you can run two networks off one phone for enhanced coverage and reliability, right? And you have a company that is not going to betray you with how they steward the dollars that you send in in payment of your service, right? And they make it easy to switch as well. If you are currently in a contract and you're using that as an excuse, or if you're paying off a device, well, good luck for you, because, or good news for you, they actually have a contract buyout program and a device buyout program. Every customer call is insured by real people right here in the U.S. of A, Texas, actually. Superior coverage, products, and support. PatriotMobile.com/Dana. That's where you need to go. Or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code Dana to get yourself a free month of service. PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Este calor no da tregua y tu paciencia ya se agotó. Es hora de encontrar algo que de verdad te refresque. Ve a 7-Eleven y prueba el sándwich de pollo al rojo vivo. Verdaderamente picante. Disfruta de un calor intenso en cada bocado lleno de sabor. Disponible en 7-Eleven por solo $4.99. Visita tu 7-Eleven local de Charlotte y satisface ese antojo hoy. Válido hasta el 25 de agosto de 2026. Tiendas participantes hasta agotar existencias. Ingredientes y salsas por separado. Copyright 7-Eleven Inc. Todos los derechos reservados.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about something no one really prepares women for. Hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. So maybe you're experiencing dryness, discomfort, or a loss of intimacy that was not there before. And for so many women, especially during perimenopause and menopause, those changes can feel frustrating, confusing, and honestly, isolating. That's exactly why Vella exists. Vella has created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater designed to help women navigate the realities of hormonal change and rediscover comfort, confidence, and connection. Because women deserve real solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones have changed. It's time to understand your body, embrace what's next, and feel like yourself again. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Learn more at VellaBio.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So Kay Granger, she used to be mayor of Fort Worth. She's a big old Texan, was a big old Texan Republican, 83 years old, passed away. She was the first female mayor of Fort Worth. And they announced it this morning. She was having some dementia issues as well. So that's the Granger family. Spider-Man's Brand New Day vanquishes Avengers Endgame with an all-time opening day haul of $168 million. That's interesting. I think people just like that little Tom dude. What's his name?
Tom Holland.
I think they like him because he's like a really good Spider-Man. I think he's been the best Spider-Man so far because he has an innocence about him that I think everybody likes. I don't know. Let's see. Boy George split from his label manager. So his manager not only like advised him to leave that production, the theatrical production, but now apparently he's a big old donkey copulatory organ and decides to leave because heaven forbid you do a song supporting a thrill. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not even picking these headlines. They're just that rampant. That's how crazy this is. I'm going out of my way to not have it every segment, but there's so much of this stuff, it's ridiculous. Modest Mouse booted their guitarist from their tour after allegations that he sent inappropriate messages to a teen fan. And Ohio Democrats want to ruin everything by pushing the voting age low to 16, even though 62% of Gen Z favor socialism. That's why they want to do it. Stick with us. How much of your financial life exists as a number on a screen? Your savings, your retirement accounts, and investments are all digital assets. And that's one reason many people choose to own physical gold and silver as a part of a balanced, diversified portfolio. They're tangible assets that you can actually hold, and they've helped people preserve wealth for generations. If you're wondering whether precious metals belong in your financial plan, I recommend talking with Noble Gold Investments. For nearly a decade, Noble Gold has helped people learn about and invest in physical gold and silver. Their team will answer your questions, explain your options, and help you make informed decisions without the high-pressure sales tactics. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana to download their free investor kit. And for a limited time, when you open a new qualified account, Noble Gold will send you a free 1/10-ounce gold coin as a thank you gift, available for qualified gold IRA accounts and cash purchases. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
Este calor no da tregua y tu paciencia ya se agotó. Es hora de encontrar algo que de verdad te refresque. Satisface ese antojo en 7-Eleven con la doble hamburguesa Angus con queso por $5.99. Disfruta una doble capa de carne Angus con queso americano y agrégale ketchup, mostaza y picles a tu gusto. Disponible en 7-Eleven por solo $5.99. Visita tu 7-Eleven local de Charlotte y satisface ese antojo hoy. Válido hasta el 25 de agosto de 2026. Tiendas participantes hasta agotar existencias. Ingredientes y salsas por separado. Copyright 7-Eleven Inc. Todos los derechos reservados.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about something no one really prepares women for. Hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. So maybe you're experiencing dryness, discomfort, or a loss of intimacy that was not there before. And for so many women, especially during perimenopause and menopause, those changes can feel frustrating, confusing, and honestly, isolating. That's exactly why Vella exists. Vella has created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater designed to help women navigate the realities of hormonal change and rediscover comfort, confidence, and connection. Because women deserve real solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones have changed. It's time to understand your body, embrace what's next, and feel like yourself again. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Learn more at VellaBio.com.
So POTUS says that there are talks underway with Iran. And he just said it again. I mean, we were watching the press conference that he's holding right now. I'm looking at my monitor that he's holding right now in the Oval Office. And he was saying once again that there are talks underway with Iran at Iran's request. But Iran says, nuh-uh. We're not having any kind of discussions. What are you talking about? So what in the world is happening? I'm so done with this. We need somebody to set us straight and put it in proper context. And of course, to do that, our very good friend, who's very generous with his time. You cannot confuse him with anyone else. There's no one to his equal. Stephen Yates, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, at Steve Yates on X. And he served in not one but two presidential administrations. So Mr. Yates, I have to ask you, where is the truth on this?
Well, I think that at least from my point of view, I can only really give an approximation. I'm always humble about there are times when you're in the room and you see all the intelligence and everything else. And these days I occupy more normal air. And so I'm just reading the signals, reading the room, reading the feedback from the region. I think the administration and its partners have done an incredible thing in the early phase of this campaign in really buying time and space to really degrade the nuclear capabilities of Iran, really degrade their ability to attack. And now we're sort of reduced to the economic terrorism capabilities of the Revolutionary Guard. They've gone on to another phase where we have these negotiations that's not necessarily meant to get a deal, although the president definitely talks a lot about that, and people can be very understood for getting sort of a Lucy and the football rinse and repeat cycle vibe to all of that. But that's usually largely aimed at getting allies who might be fence sitters, who do have skin in the game and a future management of the security to take care of this region, to sort of deal with the Iranians themselves so that the dirt that gets kicked up on us also gets kicked up on them, and they're more motivated to do the right things that allow us to wind down and pull back, rebalance, maybe focus on another theater. And then that last part, I think, is where we are and why it's frustrating and why it's very, very hard. The Revolutionary Guard is what stands in the way of the Iranian people rising up and influencing their future. It's also basically the hand that is engaging in the economic terrorism. So what I mean by that is they don't have a military capability to control the Strait of Hormuz or the other tentacles of their network, but they can fire off here or there in ways that cause people to panic, and that influences their political and military behavior. That's terrorism. And so it's this last part that has to get finished out. I don't like the loose talk. It's not what I would prefer or script, but the president has his own approach to these kinds of things. I just hope that the maximum economic pressure, which has been profound and effective, continues. And I hope that maximum military pressure continues. And I hope that that's not America alone, but these allies with vestment in the future really step in. Some of them have and will. Israel was there jointly with us at the beginning. It would make sense for them to go in and mow some more grass on the IRGC heads. But the Emiratis And even the Saudis and others really should have some role in this. But I don't think this can go on as it's been through the midterms, not for political purposes. I think just strategically, it's a really bad signal everywhere to just have this Lucy and the football exercise on over and over and over.
Yeah, I completely agree. And Oman's role in all of this, and I don't disbelieve that they are. I don't believe that they haven't been involved in this from the get-go as an Arab state that's, you know, right there. I mean, the Horn of Africa. But now it seems like they're taking lead. What is the significance of their involvement, and why does it seem like now they're the ones stepping up more than anybody else? Is that in our best interest? Because I think we're all just sort of scratching our heads going, well, is this musical chairs? What's happening now?
Well, basically, when you're getting to an end of a war and you're trying to negotiate terms of surrender or whatever the ceasefire and beyond will be, that's either because you have compelled the outcome and the defeated is coming, say, to your aircraft carrier to sign total surrender, or you have an intermediary that offers their good offices to convene the conversation, and then you work your way towards that signing ceremony, declaration, or what have you. That's fairly typical. I think the problem is sometimes these mediation exercises take on a life of their own. And I think it's really, really important for our leaders not to let the mediators drag us repeatedly through this cycle. We need to be the ones setting the terms, not just with Iran, but also with the mediators. I trust that's what the president and the team are doing. It's just hard to see when all we're left is signal and noise coming out from their comms and from the various media coverage. And we have a huge blind spot in not really being able to see what ground truth is inside Iran. It remains the most problematic blind spot for me in this whole thing. I don't understand why Starlink and other kinds of capabilities don't give us a much better picture on how the Iranian people are doing and what they might be prepared to deal with.
That's a really great point. We're talking with our friend Stephen Yates at Steve Yates on X. That's a very good point, because it seems everywhere else you see a, you know, ground report. You don't see that with Iran. That's not getting out. And that's even with Starlink. That's incredibly unusual, I think.
I think so. And it's so many months. But it is sort of in the category of things when you don't do an Iraq 2.0, and I don't advocate doing right. an Iraq 2.0, then you don't have reporters embedded with our forces, which is what the front row seat was that they could report from, whether it was Iraq, Afghanistan, and even back in the day, coverage in Vietnam. And so we're avoiding those kinds of comprehensive war scenarios. It gets talked about in the same words, and I think that misleads people, but that does leave the Iranian regime and its security apparatus to control visuals and the narrative out of their country and probably to the people in their country.
Oh, that's a good point. And then with that, Hamas, the announcement that came, I guess it was like Thursday, Friday, we talked about it Friday, where Hamas was saying, yes, well, Hamas didn't say this. It was reported as though there was going to be a ceasefire. But then when you read the fine print, Hamas wasn't disarming. So it's not disarmament. And it's they were, I don't know, I have any other better way to explain it other than they were going to put some of their heavy weaponry in like terror escrow. I don't really know how you put it. That doesn't sound like disarmament. And then parts like different leaders within Hamas are already saying that, no, there's no such discussion. There's not going to be any kind of disarmament. With that is the truth, because I don't think that Hamas, there's no negotiation with them. I think it's insulting and it's unrealistic to even have a negotiation with this barbaric organization.
Well, it does get to sort of geopolitics and some degrees of common sense 101. What we've been through in recent times is negotiating terms for some people to live with terrorists. Mm. And that's not something that I think really is in our best interests or our allies' best interests. For reasons I can't understand, there are a lot of young people and Karen-like adults that seem to believe as if the terrorist side of this is somehow the victim. We really, really should not be putting pressure on anyone to negotiate some kind of amicable living arrangement as Siamese twin to a terrorist host within their sovereign borders. But that's kind of what's going on. So besides that, if you believe that terrorists are going to implement a deal, I mean, I think they only speak one language. It's kill or be killed. Mm. And I might be hardline. I might be wrong about that. But I think that's basically what they're about. And you have to negotiate with people where they are. And so from my point of view, I think that the upside is the Board of Peace is doing on the Gaza situation what I think the president's trying to do with broadening Abraham Accords versus Iran. It's putting others in the room so that when Hamas inevitably offends and violates, they're doing it to others. It's not just bad old Uncle Sam and bad old Israel. It's everybody else that's at that table that's getting the spit and dirt kicked up on them by Hamas. And so maybe that gives us better options for ultimate resolution or to get out of the way for our allies to resolve things on their own once we sort of get brought to reality by this negotiation.
Now, bringing China into it, because for people who don't know, Stephen is an expert on all things China. This ceasefire or whatever it is, it's never really a ceasefire. It's always, what's the Arabic word for it? Like hudna. It's like the rearmament period. That's, China's been using this period of somewhat quiet to rearm Iran. Coming from Times of India, they've had 16 military cargo planes flying in. I'm sure they're just bringing cookies and gifts, Stephen.
Yeah, there's sort of imperfect reporting on this, but there's sort of where there's smoke, there's probably fire kind of logic. And there's a longstanding strategic relationship between China and Iran. So you have to assume that this could be happening. It probably is happening. One of the things that might be interesting to the audience that they hadn't considered, that part of this supply chain comes out of Xinjiang, which is the area where the Uyghurs are actually suffering a real genocide. And so China operating out of Genocide Central, trying to resupply anti-air shoulder carried man pads to Iranian resistance forces is kind of an interesting narrative. It ought to tick off every leader in the United States, but it really ought to tick off all those people who say they're against genocide, that you've got China using that area on top of their Muslim minority as the bridge to resupply the Iranians at a time when Iran still is in death to America chance.
Yeah. Well, we'll watch and see. Well, I mean, POTUS is, he talked a little bit about it from the Oval Office today. We'll see if the story changes tomorrow, if we're still going to be in that. We're negotiating, not negotiating, holding pattern. But ideally, I think everyone wants to see a resolution to this. And obviously, I would hope Republicans do, especially as we roll towards midterms. Stephen Yates, you can find him at Steve Yates on X. Always appreciate you, my friend. Thank you so much for your brilliant expertise. Nobody does it better. Good to see you.
Well, I appreciate that, Dana. Take good care.
Thank you. You too. Our partners that help bring you the program. It is our friends at Relief Factor to get relief from everyday aches and pains. A lot of supplements out there. The industry is, it's oversaturated. A lot of them make big promises. But when it comes to health, you want to know if it works and if you can trust it. And that's why so many people like Relief Factor. They want me to tell you about this guy named Chris, who I guess wrote them. And they said that Chris told them that he spent years doing physical work that left his feet aching every day. And after starting Relief Factor, he felt so much better. He accomplished something he'd never done before. He ran a half marathon. Now he recommends Relief Factor to his friends because he's experienced the difference firsthand. So everyday aches and inflammation chip away at your freedom. It affects how you work, you move, you live your life. This is a 100% drug-free, research-based formula, Relief Factor. It's all designed to fight inflammation, the root cause of most pain. It's not a temporary fix either. It works from the inside out to support your body's natural healing response. So many people, over a million, have tried it, with the majority returning to keep doing it. People feel a difference in days or weeks, and it can help you get back to walking comfortably, staying active, and living life without constant discomfort. You could be the next person sharing a Relief Factor success story. Get started today with a 3-week quick start for just $17.76. Visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF and talk with one of their great U.S.-based team. Find out if Relief Factor can help you get back to doing what you love.
Este calor no da tregua y tu paciencia ya se agotó. Es hora de encontrar algo que de verdad te refresque. Ve a 7-Eleven y prueba el sándwich de pollo al rojo vivo. Verdaderamente picante. Disfruta de un calor intenso en cada bocado lleno de sabor. Disponible en 7-Eleven por solo $4.99. Visita tu 7-Eleven local de Charlotte y satisface ese antojo hoy. Válido hasta el 25 de agosto de 2026. Tiendas participantes hasta agotar existencias, ingredientes y salsas por separado. Copyright 7-Eleven Inc. Todos los derechos reservados.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about something no one really prepares women for. Hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. So maybe you're experiencing dryness, discomfort, or a loss of intimacy that was not there before. And for so many women, especially during perimenopause and menopause, those changes can feel frustrating, confusing, and honestly, isolating. That's exactly why Vella exists. Vella has created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater designed to help women navigate the realities of hormonal change and rediscover comfort, confidence, and connection. Because women deserve real solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones have changed. It's time to understand your body, embrace what's next, and feel like yourself again. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Learn more at VellaBio.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. So first and foremost, let's see what Florida Man's been up to. We got a Florida man got stuck. He's a firefighter. In a Walmart toy. I can't tell you how. Okay, you know, you guys know those little toddler cars that are red and they have the yellow tops?
Oh, the little Tykes?
Yeah, the little Tykes car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this dude literally gets into the car. He's a firefighter, cannot get out. He's actually stuck in it in Pensacola. And they actually had to have, like, you know, a rescue mission to get him out of this. It's on video. They actually had, I think they did call the fire department to get him out, and he's literally a firefighter. Do you know how many times we've seen this? They had to call the fire department. He was in it for like hours, and they finally were able to, I think they cut him out of it. I think they actually had to like cut him out of it. I don't know how many, we all know this. How many videos exist of people doing this to themselves? Stop trying to get in these damned little tight cars.
And how can you not like Incredible Hulk your way out of that? You know what I mean? Like stand up and just
You think you could do
bust
that?
It open. I don't know. I feel like I could.
I don't even know how he got in there in the first place. I am made of questions. But yeah, don't do that, people. Let's just don't do it at all. Let's not, right? No. Let's don't do any of it. Let's see here. We also have, oh my gosh. Ooh. Oh no, I don't want this one. This one's horrible. Oh, that one's really bad. I can't. We got a Delray couple that were arrested because they left their kids home alone in a Key Largo hotel room while they went to the pool and drank. Okay, that might work. The other one was really bad, although this is still pretty bad. This couple, they're facing child neglect charges after two young kids were discovered alone and crying in a Key Largo resort room. On the 4th of July, mom and dad were downtown one out at the pool. The couple were arrested after Monroe County Sheriff's deputies responded to the Reef House Resort and Marina. It was 1:45 p.m. There was an unattended baby that was crying and two kids in cribs. And they found the couple at the pool where they were drinking. And they had been left alone for about 40 minutes to an hour. Okay, so here's the thing that I want to put up there. I get it that sometimes if you're at a resort, maybe you're just like going to the pool that's right around the corner and your kid's napping and you got a baby monitor, you know, maybe, I don't know. I don't know the layout of the room. I don't know how far away the pool was. I get it that sometimes, or if your kid takes a nap and you can see the door of the hotel or your room or whatever, and you're at the pool, whatever. But I feel like there are a lot of kids here. There were three, right? There were three kids and all of them apparently were not old enough to even just like lay down in a bed by themselves. They had to be in a crib. Maybe don't go tie one on. Maybe you take a nap too, right? And then I'm just saying. So I think that there's a little bit of nuance here, but that seems that there's, you know, three kids. Maybe don't. This is, you know, it's not like you're sitting in the water at the beach and you're watching your baby take a nap under the umbrella on a towel like 10 feet away from you. You know what I mean? It's a big difference. There's a big difference here. So just be smart. Be smart, maybe. I don't know. I thought this said meatballs and it said mothballs, so now I'm not interested in it. There's a Florida man who's accused of calling a woman 213 times in 1 week.
Oh, that's
sane. He looks suspiciously feminine. A Flagler County Sheriff's Office, they had this investigation into this Florida man who was accused of relentlessly harassing a woman through thousands of anonymous phone calls and escalating the campaign by filing a false child abuse report against her family. They say 31-year-old Luke Herbert of Port Orange spent a year targeting this woman while trying to conceal his identity through blocked numbers and things like that. They finally uncovered the harassment. Felony charges were filed against him. The victim contacted deputies a year ago, or almost a year ago, February of this year, after the harassment that had gone on for over a year, thousands of calls and messages from this guy. He would just, like, in one day, she had more than 50 calls from different numbers. It was all him. So he's now going to be charged for capitalists. God bless America, a great Texas-based company that makes something really good for your heart. And of course, it is the folks, the company Human, and it's the company that is behind the Super Beats Chews. This was founded out of UT's Health Science Center. I'm just going to be very frank with you. A bunch of science nerds and medical nerds got together, and they were doing research on blood flow and nitric oxide for the purposes and advantages of athleticism, right? And Super Beats was created out of this. It's the number one beat brand in America and has been for 10 straight years for a reason. It's trusted by more doctors, pharmacists, cardiologists than any other beat brand. When athletes are using beets, they're using Super Beets. It's one of the reasons why I like it, because it works. And they have clinically studied ingredients that deliver 2 times more effective blood pressure support than diet and exercise alone. 2 chews a day is all it takes, right? So this is about healthy blood flow, which supports heart health, healthy blood pressure, circulation, daily energy, the whole 9 yards. Now, they have a new flavor out right now. It's limited edition, just for summer. It's the watermelon flavor. There's no added sugar, no added caffeine, no stimulants, nothing in it. This flavor is so good, but when it's gone, it's gone. It's a limited edition watermelon flavor that you can go and get right now at human.com/Dana. That way you can get your free 30-day supply as well before they sell out. That's human.com/Dana.
Este calor no da tregua y tu paciencia ya se agotó. Es hora de encontrar algo que de verdad te refresque. Satisface ese antojo en 7-Eleven con la doble hamburguesa Angus con queso por $5.99. Disfruta una doble capa de carne Angus con queso americano y agrégale ketchup, mostaza y pickles a tu gusto. Disponible en 7-Eleven por solo $5.99. Visita tu 7-Eleven local de Charlotte y satisface ese antojo hoy. Válido hasta el 25 de agosto de 2026. Tiendas participantes hasta agotar existencias. Ingredientes y salsas por separado. Copyright 7-Eleven Inc. Todos los derechos reservados.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about something no one really prepares women for. Hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. So maybe you're experiencing dryness, discomfort, or a loss of intimacy that was not there before. And for so many women, especially during perimenopause and menopause, those changes can feel frustrating, confusing, and honestly, isolating. That's exactly why Vella exists. Vella has created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater designed to help women navigate the realities of hormonal change and rediscover comfort, confidence, and connection. Because women deserve real solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones have changed. It's time to understand your body, embrace what's next, and feel like yourself again. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Learn more at VellaBio.com.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
How are you going to keep people from taking advantage of that, that deal, basically? And is there going to be a limit on the number of items that someone can take that are discounted at that level from that essential basket?
So our RFP makes very clear that this is a program for New Yorkers to be able to put food on the table, not a program for people to be able to make a quick buck through reselling. I'm going to pass it over to our EDC head, Jeannie Pack, to add some additional details.
Yeah, so if you look at our RFP for the operator, we are looking to make sure that we target New Yorkers, whether it be at sort of a library card-esque thing, and also we manage who's buying and that is focused on everyday New Yorkers. So we are mindful of that, and so we're going to make sure that we have all the things in place to make ensure that that does not happen.
Wait, so a library card kind of thing?
Esque?
That sounds like an ID-esque sort of thing-esque.
Because it is.
Huh. Notice how she was like, I don't want to say ID. Library card, right?
Yeah.
Because the library, but that's still a form of ID.
Yeah.
It's ID. That's what that is. So they want ID to buy groceries in government grocery stores, but they don't want ID in elections. Make that make sense. That's, I can't. But what about, okay, but according to the left, black people can't get IDs. So what are they supposed to do? They're not going to be able to get any food.
What about women, mothers, wives, new wives?
Yeah, what about the, that's right. What about the women who just got married? They're too stupid to get IDs. The women who just got married, and apparently black Americans, according to the left, are too stupid to go get the IDs. So they're going to all starve to death there. They're not going to be able to go in and get any of the food because they can't get IDs and such, like maps such as. They, I don't know what they're going to do. Why does he have this racist policy that specifically singles out people that can't get the IDs? That sounds pretty racist. R-A-Y-S-I-S. It sounds super racist. Just saying.
Este calor no da tregua y tu paciencia ya se agotó. Es hora de encontrar algo que de verdad te refresque. Ve a 7-Eleven y prueba el sándwich de pollo al rojo vivo. Verdaderamente picante. Disfruta de un calor intenso en cada bocado lleno de sabor. Disponible en 7-Eleven por solo $4.99. Visita tu 7-Eleven local de Charlotte y satisface ese antojo hoy. Válido hasta el 25 de agosto de 2026. Tiendas participantes hasta agotar existencias, ingredientes y salsas por separado. Copyright 7-Eleven Inc. Todos los derechos reservados.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about something no one really prepares women for. Hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. So maybe you're experiencing dryness, discomfort, or a loss of intimacy that was not there before. And for so many women, especially during perimenopause and menopause, those changes can feel frustrating, confusing, and honestly, isolating. That's exactly why Vella exists. Vella has created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater designed to help women navigate the realities of hormonal change and rediscover comfort, confidence, and connection. Because women deserve real solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones have changed. It's time to understand your body, embrace what's next, and feel like yourself again. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Learn more at VellaBio.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, bear with me because my whole thing just completely collapsed. Oh, it did. Oh, here, I got it, though. Montana teenager. This is actually really cool. He's 14 years old. He uses a rodeo lasso to rescue a dude drowning in the Yellowstone River. There's video of it. Jory Thomas was camping with his family when he heard somebody crying for help across the river. He used his lasso, literally got them. I don't know if that's like part of the competition. I don't think that's part of like rodeo. It should be, right? I agree. I think it absolutely should be. In addition to that, I know we're short on time. I went long. Bars are switching their focus back to Gen X because Gen Z isn't drinking. But there's also a social aspect of it, too, that is, it's more than just alcohol with these stories.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about how women's hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. But nobody mentions that part. That's exactly why Vella exists. They've created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater that help women navigate dryness, discomfort, and the realities of menopause. Because women deserve solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones changed. Vella, understand your body, reclaim what's next. Go to VellaBio.com.
This is Scott Patterson with I Am All In with Scott Patterson, and I've got my friends along with me too.
Scott, you know something that I've been absolutely obsessed with and completely loving as a mom of two babies now?
Tell me immediately.
My new car seat. So it's the Joy Pepper Spin SI. What makes this car seat absolutely phenomenal and out of this world is it rotates. So you put the kid in the car seat and then you swivel them into position. It has four modes of use from birth up until like big kid years. So it has a harness mode in rear facing position, the harness mode in forward facing position, high back booster mode, and backless booster mode. All those modes mean this is only one car seat that we will need from birth to approximately 12 years old. How amazing is that?
Well, and guess what? I'm in the backless booster mode because my nieces are getting older, but we still need the booster seats.
So a couple of my friends are pregnant right now expecting, and my cousin just had twin girls, and I've seen firsthand how messy things can be. But this seat cover is easy to remove, and it's machine washable fabrics for life's unexpected messes.
We want to make your life easier as a parent, auntie, grandparent, whoever you are. So we've got a special promo just for you. Get 20% off on joybaby.com's entire site from now until October 15th, 2026. That's joiebaby.com. Use code ALLIN20. That's ALLIN20.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app on your phone and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.